kind of cost, it would be what?
Jump off.
The next generation, they had a guy come in. I'm here to observe. I'm here to observe this, you know, big phallic. I mean, he actually picked up a time cop vehicle. It was traveling through time.
Who has history?
History.
Probably you.
I do. History. Earth. Specializing James T. Kirk.
I have history.
That's unfortunate.
No, I'm just specializing James T. Kirk.
I got history.
I got history Beetlejuice, and it's never come up.
But
I think that's
going to
be what this role is.
I know.
Just,
you saw it.
Yeah, why don't we got a Beetlejuice for this time travel adventure?
Yeah. Beetlejuice, like, 5-10 years ago, was just like
that. Yeah, this is going to be funny. My history human is... not specialized.
I want to go to the place
that's who I lost my specialization.
I want to go to the place where they do the piece of the action so we can, you know, hit up some gamblers.
Turn them off, right? Well, the Beetlegoosers got a homosexual video or an old porn video.
You're living history.
In Frisco.
And then
the Beetlegoosers. So it was gay porn, is what you're saying.
Yeah, gay porn from the 60s. We modeled our civilization.
That explains a lot about your character, Dave.
Let's get all physical.
Aggressive.
That's why we need
aggressive, you know,
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Stop the glass.
All right, everybody roll a command roll. Your best.
Is that a skill?
That would be a presence skill. I believe.
Yeah.
There's about six. Whichever you want.
One of us should get up next on the wild pack.
This is purely to see who's in command of the mission.
Okay.
Three to wild.
So this is present?
Yeah.
Seven.
Five.
Was one of you rolls up. Good chance of three.
I think
12
gets it.
Probably.
I don't think it'd be that.
I think Dave's got a 1 out of
6.
I told you one of us would roll it.
Then, chances are. So the scenario starts out.
William Barr.
No.
It's not a bar.
It's a tavern.
You don't have archaeology.
What?
You don't have archaeology.
Base bar.
I don't believe you. I'm not too sure. You have several archaeologists.
Oh, yeah, I have archaeologists.
Archaeologists.
It's social science called archaeology. That happens.
Okay, so...
social science?
Some sort of weirdo.
I also have social science anthropology.
Make command roll.
We make fun of him, me. You know,
command roll.
At our party.
That's command roll. See who's in charge of the mission.
Just roll that.
Just roll that.
Roll wild
dice. Four skill. Well, you still have to roll
out. Four skill and four dice. That's pretty good.
Just roll wild
dice. A mere nine.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, so you fail.
Yeah. You guys go to charge. You know, good thing he's in archaeology anyway. So, you've been in pursuit of this criminal stolen artifact.
Ancient
Aztec artifact.
They're going to send a starship after someone who just sold some
gold. No, just you guys.
Oh.
In the captain's shuttle?
Yeah, the captain's
sure,
shuttle.
Oh, yeah.
We're all standing up because there's no room to sit.
It's all good.
You had to bring that up.
I fold down the seat in the transporter bay and sit there.
Okay, there's now room for two of us. Is that
three?
There's two seats.
No, I'll be driving.
You know all those modifications that I made, Dave?
Yeah.
We're dead.
Extra seats. They're just extra seats.
Can I fly? Can I fly?
Well, we got
vehicle operations.
I don't know. Can you?
You can fly.
Yep, I have it.
Who wants to take weapons?
Me.
You're on weapons. You're on the transport.
Oh, I thought you meant on the mission. I want to take weapons on the mission, and I want to take the weapon from console.
Can we allocate some twos and ones before we left?
And three.
What?
Sure.
Okay. Come on, twos. Come on, ones.
Who's in charge?
I am.
Three.
You got a two.
four.
Just to see how good you think you got two or not.
You got one. The hell are we talking about?
Phaser.
Oh! 2 to 1.
I got one.
That's 2 to 5.
I got two.
You want to know my logic?
What?
4 to 3?
Yeah.
What?
So I can defend it. I figure since you're in charge, we'll end up having that. You'll try and talk our way into some sort of terrible trouble and we'll have to end up blasting our way out. So I think a 3 would be very useful.
I'm sweet. Sure there won't be any trouble.
I'd also like to be able to bring a 1.
Isn't a type 2 pistol?
Pistol. I'd like to bring a type 1 also.
Okay. So type 2, type 1, type...
One. One, two, type 1. Can I bring
2 type 1s as well? Can I have a
type 1? Can I bring up 2 type 1s as well?
What you can bring a type 1 as well.
Can I bring 2 type 1s as well?
No.
Oh! You can take them to the type 3.
Bring all my ones. Anybody you miss will get stuck.
Well, you grab like a bunch of type 2s around. 4 types of around the type 3.
Full power, everything.
Then you can strap one type 2 here and another one here and another one there and get 3 times the power.
So what time we're going to?
Through all 3 of them.
We're not going to any time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're just in pursuit of them. Okay. So I was hoping we'd get a chance to dress in fancy dress.
All right. So
I explained to everyone the importance of the Aztec artifacts.
Really?
That's important?
Well, yeah. They're an ancient civilization on Earth. It's a very old artifact. What is it exactly?
Aztec.
Golden
are they some sort of ancient race of cat people on Earth?
No, they're not. They're actually...
who cares then? Shut up. You answered my question.
None of that yak talk or you'll be in the brig, and we only have a brig there, so you won't be that happy about it.
Shut up. Yak talk. Answer your question.
Shut up. In the back talk.
Okay.
So if someone disobeys you, they'll be voted off the show.
We already did that.
We can use the we can use the transverse pattern buffer as a brig.
The signal will degrade.
Yeah.
Unless, what about Scotty? He's going to be great.
Constant update.
Oh, okay. So, why don't we do that?
That's fine.
Engineer. Chances are only you can roll up.
No.
Please. Yeah, the engineer.
Before he gets away.
Okay.
Who?
All right, let's go.
Hop in the shuttle.
Okay.
Do
you have to go to some sort of planet?
Yeah.
Get dropped off.
If he was here in the shuttle, we'd already have
him. No, clearly, we're pretty lame.
Have we looked in the shuttle?
Let me
you know everyone in the shuttle is that
same.
Let's take a good
know,
look.
Because we trip over him. All right, so you tapped into a planet.
So how fast can the shuttle go?
In the triangle.
Or several.
What sector?
I don't know about that.
How fast can
the shuttle go?
But normally, what?
We just wanted to
look. Was this based on a standard shuttle?
Sure.
I think it was.
Okay, fine.
Cool, you are.
Well, dead.
Hey, we were happy enough to get the transporter
didn't
and the weapon.
Did we get warp something?
We
still got a warp.
The warp have warp.
Yeah, they
very low warp.
They have warp 1, I think.
What do you thought?
I'll give you that.
Okay,
so it took us 2 years to get there.
Well, you wanted to make it the same size as the standard shuttle rather than Captain Yacht.
That's a crazy talk.
Dave.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Dave wants to do.
Captain's Yacht is anything you call the Captain's Yacht.
True. Usually, though, they have bigger shuttles that they call Captain's
Yacht. Usually they give...
My only reference is the movies, and yes, it was larger in that particular movie.
This
but Picard's a badass, man.
This is the bathroom of the Captain's Yacht.
Yeah, okay.
Usually in the captain's shop, the captain has the room to go like this without being our arm.
Whatever you say.
I thought we had
naval history.
Yeah.
Usually
if you bring out this chair,
like a 20-foot sloop. But they kept
the five of us won't have any problems.
This ain't on history. This is the future, man.
I'll sit in the back row and put my feet up on the chair.
I
want to
chair. Like a fighter.
Just
like a fighter.
Luxurious. All this space.
And
I'll look for circuits in the wall ready to explode.
I'll stay on the couch.
You.
I'll stay on the couch.
I start working on the tight.
Yeah, well,
I feel completely comfortable here.
I start making the same design that I did on the type 2 phaser on the type 1 phaser.
And that's
where you put the
light. What are you doing? You've reached the planet.
What starts out?
Well, you've learned that. You've learned that he has a Well, her secret base. Well, not secret base.
Oh, boy.
A lair.
All
right. What do I need to roll?
A stronghold.
Stronghold, you could say.
Is it more of an lair or a stronghold?
That's more of a lair, actually.
What do I need to roll?
Fortress?
To,
I don't have to just
get the name.
You mean impregnable?
Impregnable.
Impregnable.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivably. Impregnable.
Inconceivable.
Yes,
yeah, so
there's
an
area
you want to
step
inside. So, okay. Is it solitary? Do I already do I get a bonus because
okay.
I've already
done that? Like,
do?
don't sleep.
No.
Hey, no way. Are you awake? Are you awake?
Yeah.
No, you're awake.
We
play a couple high numbers.
13.
A couple.
Oh, wait, no. If both of my wild dice get a 6, I get to add them all, right?
No.
I only get to add 1.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a 10 out of this.
Well,
right?
No, I mean, you still get to add this dice.
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't get an extra
dice. Oh, I see. All right. That so 15.
Okay. So 5-1 phaser. You want the big nuts to do more damage.
Yeah. So the other one does 6 plus 5 d6 damage, but takes more charges.
But
I learned from
it
last time.
Yep. Once again, yeah, this is
Geneva Convention. Modifying weapons against the Geneva Convention.
Really?
If a knife is not designed to be sharpened and you sharpen it, it's against the Geneva Convention.
Where's Geneva?
That's true.
Or do you think it's not there anymore?
Yeah, the U.S.
That's pretty tough, isn't it?
But the new bayonets are designed to be sharpened, so it's okay to sharpen
them.
The old ones to be sharpened.
Tell them the part about shooting at their equipment as opposed to shooting at their...
That one I know.
Okay.
Shoot at their shirt.
Shooting at the buttons on their chest.
I'm shooting at the sweat.
Yeah, they are. You're supposed to be arming the shoot. It's not really warm. You're called online.
So that's 4 plus 66. That's composite.
I don't remember what the
okay.
There was a channel. What was the name of the channel? Oh, that's right.
Is this planet
other than his
next generation?
It is an
Orion planet.
And they have
Cosby
Show.
Right.
Those dudes
planet.
Know how to party.
Party
the Orions?
Technically, should we give
the Orions
notice? Well, they're
definitely
permission from them.
No, they're pretty good.
bad.
No.
Technically,
yeah,
it's good because you're a generation.
Born dog.
You should, like, learn the authority and that kind of stuff.
But we just have to tell them. We don't have to ask them for permission.
What was that?
Pony Devil. Boxer shorts.
This is a...
I'm looking for the Federation Law.
Federation Law, you would have to ask for permission. Because this is a neutral part. It's not a federal part.
When you're asking for permission, don't tell them we're going to whatever... Jerry whoever secret base because they'll be friends with Jerry whoever. Tell them, you know, we're searching for
investigating.
Yeah, investigating a crime.
Get on the communication.
You.
Where is that?
You know, I forgot your name.
Yeah. I'm in the back. I'm nowhere near the controls. I don't even know where they are on the ship.
I mean,
oh yeah.
Damn it, you practically just lied the whole show.
Oh, I know where they are.
They're here under the lunch tray.
I pulled the lunch tray.
We officially need the Orions to give us the permission to go after the person we're going after.
Okay, I called the Orions and say we're coming in and we're...
don't tell them who we're going after.
We're coming in to investigate.
But the task force only designed to have one hand.
Roll a bureaucracy.
That's kind of cockeyed.
You have bureaucracy?
Social skills? Me?
Would you let me help with that?
No. Presence or intelligence?
I believe it's presence.
Yellow file.
Good thing you only need 3 then.
That'd be a 3.
This person made
you. So you asked them, so what did you say?
I said,
now becomes important.
We need permission.
Someone stole an item.
We
tracked them to here.
I don't think I was that clear.
Okay.
Well, we're searching for a missing item, and we think the person who took it at least passed through here, and we want permission to come down and look for clues. I basically didn't want to insinuate that the person was an Orion or on the planet, but we were just trying to figure out the track what happened to him.
Are you planning to avail yourself of our entertainment facility?
Hell yeah.
Why don't we go on that?
Actually, on the bonus, my role. Entertainment facility? Why, yes. And okay, you're not going to let me make that a lie, right?
No, after we track this guy down, clearly we have to, or we would be lying. That would be appropriate.
Okay.
But mission first.
Oh, sure.
Shouldn't we try to blend into the crowd? I won't enjoy
it's
it.
All types of people. It's all types of people. This is like more of a touristy pattern.
Okay.
Let's beam on down to the secret lair.
That's spread out.
We don't know where a secret lair is, do we?
Would you like a secret lair?
Spread out. Well, do we know the name? Can we spread out?
Do we know where he ended up down here?
Can we beam down to his plain lair? Sir, Huntley, how much intelligence do we have?
Well, he does have a
mansion.
It's the kind of thing where we like look in the phone book and we see his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's, he might have a secret hideout, but
yeah,
he's got a residence.
That's
the back room.
That's the basement of his mansion. It was the
back room.
Okay,
curses, you found me. How did you track me down?
Set a macro on the computer to sense if anyone flees the planet and to beam us back up if so. Yes, Chef, you should have the IR mail.
If you don't want any extra spectrum, you're going to have to start using the transport, and then you get through.
Yeah, there you go. Just motorizing the Jeopardy.
Okay, we won't do that. We'll just take the shuttle down. Never mind.
I'll get the macro set up.
No, we're taking the shuttle down, David.
Get the macro set up. You can choose to activate it or not.
I'm not laying him near the control.
I'm scared silly.
I rolled an 8. You're getting closer faster than he gets it. Pull my hands away.
I think he lost out of your control.
But I was pretty quick, man.
Let's land the shuttle on its front lawn.
That's no problem.
Wow.
An expert pilot.
Right on.
Wow. We have permission.
That'll be pretty quick.
I get out the Type 2 phaser.
Remember when I said about the Type 3 phaser name?
I smash the Type 1 phaser.
Type 1 phaser in boot. Type 2 phaser out.
Yeah.
But on a heavy stun.
Hey, Kev, can I change my tricorder with the ship weapon? if I can, aim it from the tricorder. I had a display, on here. I can just see the, cross.
You're going to lose XP for that.
make a computer program.
All right, that's what I want to hear. I get to use my programming skills. I love programming.
Man.
Oh, shit. Give me a 6. I tell you, this is going to be tough. It looks like a 7.
Okay.
So, I try to organize everybody. So we get some sort of an advantage coming out strategically out of the shuttlecraft onto his lawn.
I wasn't planning to fire. We'll talk to him when we land.
If they shoot first, all the security guards and the dogs.
Yep.
Can we set the dogs?
The door. Okay. Put the crosshair on the
front door.
We haven't landed yet, but that's
what you'll see. I just think dogs.
Oh,
no. I got this thing against dogs for some reason.
Dogs! Your hatred is sufficient, and you should see one of the counselors when you get back to the ship.
It's a racial fear. I can't do anything about it.
Counselors can do a lot.
No, they can't.
They can modify your...
I don't wish to have my race modified by your strange Federation technique.
You don't belong to the Federation.
Yeah. There goes your openness.
I was joking.
Wait a minute. Force me into your human mold.
I was just a joke.
You are getting a racial hate.
No, you were not.
I know. I was joking about you.
Yeah.
That's prejudice.
Be open and let me have my racial fear.
But there's dog people, too. Do you hate them?
I don't hate them.
Oh, well, lower my...
even worse than they can think.
Yeah. I bet you sneak up on sleeping dogs.
Back around. I think you, I, and Crystal should talk about this when we get back to the ship.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so I'm going to hit the ground up this way. Who's going to do this?
Right? No, we're not making a front door at all.
Nobody needs to squeeze the trigger, but I'm going this way through the door. Then
that'll just...
I'll do the somersault thing through the middle after you guys do the crisscross.
That's cool.
I love doing that.
Alright, you land?
Yeah.
And then you're going to get out?
I already do the somersault.
Alright, well, who's going out first then?
That was what Dave did.
You can go out first.
Go now.
If I go... alright.
We're going up to his front door and we're knocking.
I look out the window.
I could knock for you.
That's what you second clip. Yeah. Looks like there is a lot of people running around. All
right.
I pop the door and dive through it.
I put on the loudspeakers.
Sure.
This is Lieutenant J.G. Clancy Evans. Ooh. Of the USS Discovery, we are here on Federation.
I think it's Quinch,
and I list the name of the person.
Like that.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Pretty good for a white man.
Did you catch that? He actually somersaulted and like this.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. he's like one of Charlie's angels. Yeah. That is cute.
I announce who we are very clearly on the loudspeaker. And who we want to talk to.
Jaina Morrow.
Jaina Morrow. We are here to speak with Jaina Morrow. There is no need for concern.
Alright. There's still people scurrying about.
What are they doing?
Are they like scurrying like, or are they scurrying like...
it looks like a lot of...
large weapons being brought to bear on us.
You know, household staff running around.
Yeah.
There just seem to be some guards, you know, putting up...
I put that message on repeat.
Okay,
well, I... Alright.
I aim at a guard.
Front door.
Where's the front door?
It's right there.
I
dove through, we dove through.
You threw your outside.
That's a somersault. I proved it.
I'm aiming at someone who's aiming at us.
We're going to the front door.
Shouldn't we take care of people who are aiming at us?
If anyone's aiming a gun at me, I start ordering them to lower their weapons.
Don't let that guy who's ordering them to do so.
You put down their gun.
See?
Hey, that worked.
There's something they have calming people.
Intimidation.
It's true.
Fast talk calming people.
Striptease.
Alright, you can roll that. You still in the shuttle?
No, I rolled out.
Okay, you rolled out.
I walked out.
I hope you didn't roll out of the center, because that's where I was.
Oh, damn.
Ow!
Six.
Hey, you still have
a higher number there? I've got on your silver.
I'm flat on the ground, man. I feel prone to do that now.
I guess four they
would
be 7 would be they tell you something like lower your weapons.
3 cast for breath.
How about 10? You can put 4 courage in, can't you?
Yeah.
If you're a cool mind.
Gonna
blow up this early?
Human, you have 5.
If we can stop violence, it's well worth it. What would it take?
Calm me down.
It'll probably lower the weapons.
Okay, it's a 10.
So the guards that happen to be there would unsure and lower the weapons.
We're just here to talk with what was his name?
Jaina Morrow.
Jaina Morrow.
Is Jaina Morrow a boy or a girl?
Guys.
I start heading up to the front door.
Oh. I'll stand up. And I'll try to swagger confidently as I walk.
Any assault upon us would be an assault upon Federation officials, which is a felony under Starfleet Regulation 5432.1. I push his little doorbell, which goes ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
You want us to stay with the ship, sir?
The ship can defend itself.
Butler, open the door. Yes, we're helping.
Jaina Morrow, please?
Of course.
He's in the back room, hiding.
No, we don't!
Please step into the...
parlor?
Right, the factory.
Okay.
We'll do the scene from Scarface.
Thank you.
I keep an eye on what's going on going out outside, Jeff.
All right. Keep your track burger to see if anyone goes out any of the windows on the thing. Or if the ship takes off.
Good luck.
What's that?
Good luck doing all that at the same time.
What's that? That's only thing I'm doing. You told me to do that. I'll do that. I think we've got a little front window.
Now you're not doing tracking the shuttle's weapon system at the same time.
So the weapon system is pointing at the window. That's all.
Oh, okay.
I'm figuring out what's going on.
You can't actually do that when we're inside because you're supposed to be like...
No, no, I'm looking at the tricorder, and the tricorder has got a crosshair, and I'm just moving the crosshair.
In other words, they don't think you're seeing it the same thing we're seeing.
What's that?
Like a blueprint of the building.
No. That's not what he's asking.
He's just looking at anything at the front.
I said, any of the second story windows are if anything takes off.
Gotcha.
You, as it happens, will only see half of the second story windows, but if that's the way you think
about it. I'm looking around. You know, I'm not staying in one spot. I'm keeping it moving. unless the ship takes off really fast, I'll see it.
You can remote pilot the shuttle.
Well, it just takes a different programming role. Right now, I'm just controlling the weapon system.
You can actually shoot the rear of the building, no.
What's that?
You can't actually shoot the rear of the mansion.
That's true. But I couldn't see that from the ship.
That was for the whole point of the discussion. You're supposed to check all the windows, not just the ones in front.
So I'm going to take this shuttle off, land, and fly around the other side and see the back.
You're using the tricorder to see stuff coming out of the windows, not the shuttle.
Oh, no.
See that? There was the fault of logic.
This is
part of it. It's a big order, isn't it?
All right, fine. I minimize that and I check it out, okay? Every so often I'll check for screwing. Maximize.
All right, see, what if you
want to... There's a communication breakdown occurring there somewhere.
I can screw the front of the building.
All right. You can't see the front of the building. Amazing.
That's a problem.
We'll just chat.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, let me return this to the Federation.
Thank you. I finished the adventure in 5 minutes. I expect we should all get a lot of experience.
We did our experience based on how long.
No, because then we still have to go to the party on the planet.
Yeah,
because our adventure's not over, according to you, until we do that.
Yes, I.
Our mission is over.
Whatever bias we avoid now, we'll definitely get into later.
All I know is our mission, according to Shannon, was to get into a drunken brawl an entertainment club for gentlemen.
That's a real adventure, not just a preamble. Whatever. Okay, let's get this over with and get to the party.
Get to the party, meet the people.
So, which guards are in the room when we meet them?
Can I superimpose?
Big Joe.
All right.
Hey, Kev, can I superimpose the view I have from the gun to a three-dimensional representation of the mansion? So I can see the globs that represent people moving around. Behind the walls, basically. Then I can look at both at one time.
How big a screen do you think you got there, Dave?
Not that big.
I'm pretty sure tricorders have a screen about yay big.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, I think they have a palm pilot.
You didn't get a new model? The new model is actually, you have to take your eyeball off. You can see right there.
The interface.
Aaron comes in.
So that can view both at one time.
Dressed eloquently in his smoky jacket.
Are they nice that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I put the crosshairs on him.
Aztec.
Keen Orion?
You know what it is?
Green skin.
Maybe
a dynamo in the back of it.
He's using the pipe.
That's it, the pipe. It was the golden
circle. You told me they have a circle-shaped pipe.
Okay. The holidays are here. What do you want? I will not give away cocaine.
Greetings, Mr. Morrow.
Keep crosshairs on him.
We are...
You had his first name.
You can't.
I should propose the cross to the three-dimensional mansion with the gun, so I can see through the wall effectively.
We are here to reclaim an Aztec relic which has accidentally come into your hands.
Of course, if I mess up the glass, I
our secondary mission is to retrieve you to face charges, but I'm sure if we accomplished our primary mission, that would probably be sufficient.
Oh, so much to this one.
Is that really ours?
I'm pretty sure those would be our arms. Am I correct, Kevin? That's my supposition. Primary gets the statue back, secondary bring him in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, so that's how it works, huh?
What if we got the statue back and then didn't try and bring him in? Got it.
The statue is very valuable.
There was no way to negotiate him in the prison.
It's worth, you know, not bringing him in 100 times.
But you know, there's no economy in the Federation. Can we just replicate it?
No,
it wouldn't be the same.
The handmade goods are extremely
expensive
in the Federation. Strangely enough.
Because you can't just replicate them?
Well, because people would know it's from the game.
You have to have a little armor or
something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
There's no way to tell replicate.
Yeah. You want us to
think. Okay, but if it's identical.
Yeah,
it's not.
It's, there's
you know,
in any society,
yeah, there's a way to tell, but if you can't tell by, like, you know,
well,
anything other than some sort of...
Well, yeah,
that's
like the kind of
thing.
Oh,
it's
the
first editions of books in 7-10, even if they have identical content and identical coverage.
Sure, but I'm saying that that's shallow and superficial, and the Federation should be above that. Instead of going to buy stuff over something.
Since there's no cash, you can't make yourself better than other people by your bank account. So
we can discuss all this garbage after he's given us.
If you're willing to turn over the statue, we are willing to go away. Otherwise, we'll be forced to arrest you and find the statue.
I do have,
I don't suggest you mince words.
Did you just say if you do, or...
No. I do have a golden serpent, and I believe I bought it legally, but if you have documents to prove that...
Ill-gotten booty?
Ill-gotten...
You got those, right?
Yeah, well, I presume we have our orders, which say this was stolen by this man. Yes?
Okay. and you probably do have,
the rest more.
Document saying... belong to the whatever museum.
I'll be happy to present you with copies of our orders, and if there is a genuine problem, I'd also be happy to take you back to enter into negotiations if you think that's the proper thing to do.
Okay.
Of
course.
I should
make you some
stim, I think.
Did we bring any stim?
No.
Oh my gosh, how do you make it to the episode now? Is this the season where Wu has the drug problem?
No.
This should be the number one way to a drug problem. With the stim. You gotta start flipping out, Wu.
Well, as you know, you can introduce the subplots anytime you want. Just ask Shannon.
You have to introduce subplots?
We have the ability to take this guy out and bring him in.
Whole episode, and suddenly turn around again. It was all.
No, I mean,
just like a real hardcore organization.
So do you?
No, I don't have a wood
to do that.
Yeah,
they're on fire.
Well, there you go.
You know, you're supposed to break down over several episodes.
That's true.
Drug addiction is never a one episode.
Morality play.
Number two?
Yeah.
No, you followed the one episode, but you have a couple of relapses.
Oh, yeah, so that's two.
Yeah, he's having it again. It'll eventually wear on us.
Poot.
I'm really tired.
Four. Okay, four.
I like Sims too, but I know how to control them.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not just a river in Egypt.
Because I am. It is a river in Egypt.
Not
just.
Oh. It's more than a river.
It's a way of life. So,
I certainly these documents seem to be in order.
So, who did you buy it from? Shouldn't we be finding that out? Because that's now number two.
So, he has a.
In our possession from
the servant. Go get it. Yeah. Comes in,
I move around the
serpent thing.
I move around the table strategically so people bursting into the door.
Right.
Like I'd have a desk between me and them, and I figure I could take down more of them.
I yawn.
I minimize and then.
I appreciate you being so understanding about this, Mr. Morrow. Do you want to go back with us to try and discuss this issue?
I will watch
the formal complaint.
I will watch the complaint through my
legal.
So is it real?
Couldn't we find out who he bought it from?
Is it real? Who did you buy it from?
Because if he's, then he'd get compensation.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead and...
We'd love to get your money back. Yeah,
it is no consequence. I can deal with that matter myself.
But okay.
Scan it, make sure it's real, please.
Now let me just roll, right?
You should take it out of the case.
Yep. First of all, something in the track order.
Damn.
That looks real.
You don't look sweet.
You should take it out of the case first.
Five, I say.
Yeah, you should take it out of the case. Maybe the case. I don't know.
I'm going to bring my program.
Train the gloves on the device. If you don't mind me asking, if you were a single gentleman spending a few days on this planet, where would you spend them?
Yeah, where does somebody dress as fancy as you partay?
Of course, he recommends a couple of places. Upscale.
Upscale and discreet.
We don't. Mostly discreet.
Hey, there's no money in the Federation. Let's go.
There's the Federation and the Orion Syndicate.
Yeah, but doesn't they just give us money? Doesn't the Federation just give us money to do this, though?
I don't know.
We get rationed.
I got 6 on my archaeology. Could be a 7 if it needs
to. I feel they wouldn't want to catch us drunk in some sort of slum. A drunk in an upscale facility.
Oh,
I just need an energy
booster. You're looking kind of down.
I don't think the commander's doing a very good job
of keeping you motivated.
It is a...
Yeah. It's been a long night.
She's stealing your teeth.
Oh dear, I'm afraid this is a convincing replica here.
What?
It's very obvious here. I point out the archaeological details.
You mean that little main thing?
Look at the teeth.
You know, tricorders. People lie.
Oh, well.
Well, I'm an expert.
Alright.
Could you please bring us the real one?
I assure you that is the one that I bought.
Then, of course, you won't mind if we do a full search of your house.
And arrest you and bring you back to
Arthur. The Orion Syndicate has already given us permission to deal with this matter.
can you just use the tricorder and search for gold about yay much?
Sure, I'll do that. We roll again?
Sure.
Alright, I can totally do this.
I try and get on...
Hey,
baby!
Get 10.
Ready, 10?
Make you waste. Oh, before
you can send us back to San Francisco.
It's back room.
You do the back.
There's 12 of them in this back storage. Selling knockoff copies.
So much. You detect that there is some sort of a bunch of golden statues and type things. A
bunch of them?
Yeah, a bunch of them. It was written in a hidden room a couple of them.
Our way.
Thank you, Mr. Morrow. Would you please come with us while we conduct this search? I have an idea of where to start.
But of course.
Anything going on outside?
Go to the back room, I think.
Alright, you got them down. They seem to be setting up some sort of formal laser.
The shuttle.
Yeah.
Well, he did some weird hand motion.
Clancy,
we have to do a laser.
Great, grab him.
I
laser cannon outside at the shuttle.
Around the
laser cannon right now.
Oh, they didn't leave out.
The laser guard is right with us.
Bing!
No, we're not with you.
Okay.
Everybody can make perception.
All right. I'm blasting the laser cannon.
Make a...
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's like shipboard crap.
Shipboard system. What are we rolling?
Weapon system?
Well, vehicle operation shuttle crap.
Perception?
Perception.
Six.
Eight for the firing. I assume I'm not being perceptive while I'm doing this.
Do you get to add your perception?
No. That's dice.
Oh. Perfect. You do get to add it.
As dice.
Oh, as dice. Right.
You added this dice?
Yeah.
Is this search we're actually rolling?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, search.
Okay. So perception is for
standard, you know. The black one with the red is my wild die.
Search, you know, small objects.
Eight.
Seven or more, you hear running footsteps coming towards your way. With an eight, you actually use, like, well... weapon. Pretty much you blew up a good section of the building.
With the 8? No, I fired this laser. With the...
Yeah.
Okay, the laser
you
was
hit
inside.
The laser was inside. You hit the laser, just threw the laser.
Oh, okay.
Into the building. It keeps going around as you kind of move it around.
Alright.
Wow, that would have been my guess. Don't shoot again.
Wow.
That would be my guess.
Well, I figured it would go through it at the ground. I don't know where it was. I guess it was the right angle. I could hit the building.
Yeah, you're actually aiming slightly up.
You see half of a baby stroller.
Right in front of a big circle that's smoking. All right. Next time I aim at the ground below the object I'm firing at.
So you guys have a round to do something.
Aha!
What doors are they running towards?
Heavy set, right?
You are from the factory. There are
heavy
two
set.
No quotes.